The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. When people think of carnivores, most often they think of mammals in the order Carnivora, or flesh devourers in Latin. The order consists of 12 families and 270 species, from bears to seals to raccoons. But animals aren't the only carnivores. There are more than 600 species of carnivorous plants. These plants get at least some of their nutrients by trapping and digesting insects, and sometimes even small frogs and mammals. While most plants absorb nitrogen from the soil through their roots, carnivorous plants get nitrogen from animal prey that gets trapped in their modified leaves. The traps work in various ways. A Venus flytrap, for example, has hinged leaves that snap shut when trigger hairs are touched. A pitcher plant has a pitfall trap. Its leaves fold into deep pits filled with digestive enzymes. Though all carnivores eat meat at some level, the frequency of their feeding can vary. Warm-blooded carnivores tend to burn a lot of calories. Because of this, they have to hunt and eat often to keep up their energy level. But cold-blooded carnivores, like snakes, use fewer calories and can rest days or even months between meals.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.